first of all, he said it's getting lost in the translation, to be clear, because he's a first language Spanish speaker. But he said he loved Fidel Castro and he respects him for being able to stay in power as long as he has. That's pretty much it.
And that got him in a lot of trouble in Miami, and now he's been suspended. Why would he get in trouble for saying something like that?
Well, because he's in Miami, and anybody who knows anything about Miami knows that even the faintest praise for Castro or even any sort of statement that says that Fidel Castro is not Satan incarnate is going to bring all kinds of incredibly well-connected, well-funded, well-organized power upon your head. So you have the mayor of Miami-Dade, you have the county commissioner, you have exile groups in the streets all saying the same thing, and that's that Ozzie Guillen should be fired, not to mention a whole coterie of sports columnists saying the same.
Why would sports columnists get involved in that kind of debate? Why would they be concerned about him complimenting Castro?
Well, because this is what sports columnists do. They say that sports and politics don't mix, and they are purveyors of conventional wisdom and popular opinion. And it's a very easy win. I mean, criticizing somebody for not demonizing Fidel Castro is a very easy way to earn a lot of brownie points in South Florida. And this is what sports columnists do. I mean, there's not any sort of real analysis about why Ozzie Guillen would say what he said. There's certainly no support. There's only this idea of saying, hey, let's defend our ideals of freedom of speech and expression by costing this guy his job.
You also tie this into the Marlins' new stadium. Miami Marlins just built a brand new $2 billion stadium. How does this relate to that stadium issue?
Oh, it relates profoundly to the stadium issue because the stadium was built. It's going to cost the city $2 billion over the next 40 years. Several hundred million was spent on free agent players to start the year. And the mood of the populace towards the stadium is very, very tense because of the other pressing social needs in the city and the fact that the owner, Jeffrey Loria, put up so little of his own money to actually build the stadium. So they desperately needed good PR and a good season to inaugurate this new stadium. And honestly, that's a big reason why they hired Ozzie Guillen. And opening night, Ozzie Guillen got the loudest applause of everybody introduced, even more than the shiny free agent players like Jose Reyes. And Ozzie Guillen got a new $10 million contract and one of the highest paid managers in baseball. And people were very excited that he was going to be there. And him being Venezuelan descent and him being bilingual was actually one of his big selling points for a stadium that was being built in Little Havana. So having Ozzie Guillen step on this, honestly, this is like anything short of a hurricane or an armed taxpayer revolt. This is the worst possible thing from a PR perspective that could have happened to Jeff Loria and this new stadium, because this is really the last best chance to sell baseball in South Florida. It's largely been a disaster since they opened. I mean, they've won two World Series and immediately disbanded the teams. This is it. New stadium, spending the money, trying to draw fans. And so this, from a PR perspective, this is an absolute nightmare.
And the cheers that Guillen got were before his comments on Castro?
Oh, of course, yes. I mean, the cheers were because he's won a World Series with the White Sox. He's incredibly charismatic. He's bilingual. There's a huge Venezuelan expat community as well in South Florida. And people see Ozzie Guillen and they equate him with success. And that's something the Marlins have had in short supply in recent years.
And finally, since then, since he made the comments about Castro, he has apologized and he's been suspended for 5 games. What do you think about the apology and about the suspension?
I think it's very sad. I feel like I'm watching something that would actually have more in common in a dictatorship than in a free society. I mean, he's up there saying his apologies, and the only thing it's missing is a stockade. He said, "I'm on my knees apologizing." To people, he actually described himself. He said, "I am on my knees begging your forgiveness." It's an awful public spectacle. It's an awful public display. I'm gonna feel like I'm reading The Hunger Games or something. And it's something that I think is only happening because it happened in Miami, because of the right wing exile community in Miami, and because Jeffrey Loria and the Marlins have completely thrown him under the bus. because they're protecting a $2 billion investment.